Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lilydale Radio. Here we are on a Tuesday right before Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I'm Colleen VanderZeiden, a registered medium at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified life coach. Sorry, I couldn't get that out. Life coach. Today's show is going to be so much fun. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. I am using a new system tonight, and if you'll look at the description, apparently my computer is typing the description backwards. I have no idea what that's about, so that's a technological issue I'll figure out later on. But today we are going to talk about living in a judgment-free zone, and that is so important for us to do. And I started thinking about this for a couple of reasons. All sorts of things were happening. But when we think about judgment, do you ever feel like you're being judged or you're being criticized? Or maybe you judge other people. You want them to be someone other than who they really are. Or maybe you judge yourself, which we do so much, and we feel like we are not good enough. We're going to talk about judgment, especially the negative judgment, and how it affects us, and how it can influence our decisions, our actions, and who we actually are, and learn how to kind of create a judgment-free zone. So let me see who's joined. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining. Mick is here, and Rachel, nice to see you. Leah, Ray, Michelle, hello, everybody. So nice to be here. I've got my computer. I'm doing something differently this time, so let me know if there's issues. So, okay, besides the fact that my description is typed backwards, so weird. I worry about others' judgment all the time, Rachel is saying. Okay, and that leads in perfectly to what I want to say next, which is that lots of times when we talk about judgment, the first thing we think about is how people judge us. We don't think about the other aspects of judgment. We want to get rid of the people who are judging us. Well, not totally get rid of them. Get rid of the judgment from the other people. And we want to figure out a way to handle it better. And that is definitely going to be part of the conversation tonight. But what I really want to start with is the source of judgment. Where does it come from? How is it that judgment has become so pervasive in our society, in our lives, in our belief systems, and how it does affect us? We make judgments all the time, absolutely all the time. We do it so much that it's very natural, and we don't even know we're doing it. We end up qualifying everything as good or bad, right or wrong. The judgment, sometimes we'll have judgments that are not negative, don't cause negative energies or anything like that. But the judgments that affect us in a more negative way is when we attach an opinion to whatever it is. We have an opinion with it. This affects everything in so many different ways. We have this opinion and an emotional attachment even. And we do this quite a bit. It's so interesting how we will do it. Okay, hold on. I'm looking to see who else is here. Joanne, hi. Leah, thank you. I'm glad you like my hair tonight, Leah. I hope you're doing well. Hello. I feel the need to think you're better. Oh, yes, Rachel, you are ahead of me. You are just ahead of me. Exactly. It is exactly it. So when we have this emotional attachment, these opinions and things like this, and we qualify things as good, bad, right, or wrong, we're making a meaning out of whatever it is we're judging. When we make that meaning, it affects us. A little while ago, I was driving to the Erie, Pennsylvania to perform with the Erie Philharmonic. And I pulled out from my road, and a car happened to be right in front of me. As I'm following this car, this person is driving all over the road, just drifting over to the other side and then back and over and back. And I'm watching them, and I'm thinking, what is happening here? And I can see that whoever's driving has their head resting on the headrest while they're driving. They would speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down. So finally, I decided to pass them, taking my life into my hands doing that, given the circumstances. But I passed, and it was a woman who literally was, looked like she was sleeping, but I don't know if, in fact, she was. So I thought, well, that's just interesting. Now, I didn't make a judgment at that point. I tried not to make a judgment, actually. But I had to stop for a train. There's train crossing, and I had to stop for the train. When I stopped for the train, I'm watching her behind me, and she almost runs into me as I'm parked waiting for this train to pass. So I inched up a little bit so I could get her license plate and so I could call it in, because obviously she's a dangerous driver. There's something is wrong here. And after I talked to the police and I just told him what was happening, I noticed after I finished the conversation, I never did give a judgment or a qualifier as to why I thought she was driving poorly. I didn't do it. And I found that interesting because normally, when we're driving, that's an easy place to make judgments. So, get out of my way. You're so slow. What are you doing? What do you think you're up to? We talk to them and we send all this energy at them. But I hadn't made any. So I noticed this and I thought to myself, is it possible to notice something and not make a judgment? Is it possible for us to do that? And it is possible, but we've done it for so long. It's such a habit that we may not know how to break this habit. So as I was thinking about this and talking about this to myself, I decided I was going to watch myself for 24 hours and see what kind of judgments I made. I thought it would be an interesting little experiment. Now, just so you're clear, I live by myself. Okay, so there's nobody in the house. So there's not a lot of people I'm going to be judging here. However, I did have a meeting during this 24-hour time. So as soon as I made this decision, within a minute, I had made three judgments. Number one, is this a good idea? Oh, you're pretty stupid. I don't think it's a good idea. You probably shouldn't do it. You probably won't be able to do it because you're going to have to pay attention for 24 hours. So a negative self-judgment on myself. And I don't remember what the third one was, but something related. So I made negative judgments about myself almost immediately. So as the 24 hours go on, I just really started paying attention even more. And I noticed some of the judgments were just noticing things. Okay, like I got cheese at the deli and it was a little bit too thick for my taste, so it was a little too thick, but I didn't attach an emotion to it. I didn't say, oh, this is horrible. This cheese is too thick. What were they thinking? I didn't do that. Okay. So it was really kind of fun, actually. So then I come downstairs. My office is upstairs. I come downstairs. I have a cat who loves her toys and spreads them out everywhere. I come down. I see cat toys everywhere. There's cat toys everywhere. What a mess. So a judgment, a little bit of a judgment on the mess, but not a big emotional attachment there. But then it came with the qualifier that I need to clean the house before my mother gets here. Not that my mother cares. She doesn't care if my cat toys are all over the floor. She doesn't. So my own self-judgment back at myself. I've got to pick up these cat toys before my mother gets here. Then the next thing was I'm gluten-free, so when I make a sandwich, what I do is a piece of cheese, some meat, a piece of cheese. So I decided to make my weird sandwich. And so I did that, and then I put the cheese away, and I came back, and I hadn't put the cheese on top to make the other part. And I was like, wow, what a space brain. So then another judgment on myself. Then I was watching a video, and the announcer, it was a news program thing, and as the announcer, the news person was talking, I thought, ooh, I really don't like her voice. She's acting really strangely. Why is she doing that? And so I'm throwing judgment at her. Judgment is so interesting because it shows up all over the place. It shows up in everything. We judge situations as good or bad, right or wrong. We use these judgments to affirm how we think life works, how it should work, how we fit into life, everything. We judge everything. What we end up doing when we're doing the negative emotional attachment judgments is we are making life wrong. We're making it wrong. We're not accepting it. We want it to be easier, so we judge it because it's not easier. Okay, we judge other people. We all know this, right? We all judge other people. What they look like, how they act, the reasons why they are the way they are, what's wrong with them, why they don't think the same way we do, the way we want them to think, of course. We want them to act a certain way, the way we want. We want them to look a certain way, the way we want. And what that does, of course, is it creates further negative meanings about these people. We want them to be the way we want them to be. And if you've been on social media at all, you know what I'm talking about there. We want them to change and look at life the same way we do. We think we know better. We actually do this because we are insecure with who we are as people. We are not secure in what we believe. We're not secure in allowing other people to be who they are. We're not secure in allowing ourselves to be who we are. And when we're judging other people, we, of course, are making them wrong. We want them to be something they're not. Now, another thing about judgment is, a big one for many of us, is when we feel like we're being judged. We feel like other people are judging us. And we all know the pain of that and how hard it is to handle somebody else's judgment when it comes at us. We allow this. So we judge them thinking they are judging us. And we allow them, their energies, to affect us. Whether it's true that they really are judging us or whether it's perceived and not necessarily true, doesn't make a difference. If we think someone's judging us, it still affects us. It influences our actions. It influences what we do, what we say, who we are. We suppress ourselves. We limit our free expression. We've learned from human conditioning, is my phrase that I keep using, human conditioning. We've learned, as we've grown up, acceptable ways to act and behave. We've learned what we should or should not believe, whether it's from family or society, whether it's true or it's perceived. Doesn't make a difference again. We qualify everything because we want to figure out how to live, how to fit in, who we are and what's acceptable. So we learn very early on what's acceptable, and we need to be a certain way to be acceptable. So all of these things become unaware beliefs, and we allow them to influence the perception of who we are. People judging us, my thought today, that people judging us is the source of why we judge, okay? Whether they really judge us or not doesn't make any difference. It's our way of trying to fit in, our way of trying to feel better, our way of not being criticized and judged comes from feeling criticized or judged, and then we project it outwards. We want to be liked. We want to be accepted. All of this. And this all leads to judging ourselves. This, I think, is the biggest thing in the world. I know some people may disagree with that. They may think that people judging us is more important because of how horribly it can affect us. But think about this for a minute. If we were very secure in who we are as people, we wouldn't be bothered by how other people seem to come across to us. So we are judging ourselves, trying to make ourselves fit, be acceptable, loved, liked, all of those things. This is a source of disconnecting from the inner power of our true selves. This disconnects us from everything, from who we are. We learn to judge because we felt judged. It's a reaction to it. We try to validate our worth by judging other people, by judging ourselves. We judge other people as wrong, and it backfires onto ourselves. We say to ourselves, we need to do this, I should do that, I should do that. My little examples of coming down the stairs and seeing all my cat toys all over the place, oh, yeah, pick that up, because I don't want my mother to think poorly of me. My mother's not going to think poorly of me, and most people don't really care that you have cat toys on the floor. But it's an automatic reaction. It's a habit. We want to make ourselves look okay. And when we are judging ourselves, we have that can't do this, I'm not good enough, I don't know how, we don't speak up, we try to control, we blame others for our misery, all that stuff. But it all comes back to ourselves. It comes back to ourselves being responsible for who we are, who we want to be, all of that stuff. And speaking of who we want to be, there's a little side track for me right now for this second. Who we want to be, we already are. Okay, so sometimes people say, well, I can't be who I want to be or whatever. Whoever you want to be, you already are. It's already inside of you. So don't worry about that. You're already there. So when we're judging, we're making ourselves wrong. We think we should be different than who we are. We want to be someone else. What is that? Isn't that crazy when you think about it? Isn't it really crazy that we judge ourselves to this point, that we make ourselves feel wrong, we make ourselves feel less than? Why do we do this? I know it's a habit. Yes, I know where it comes from. Yes, I've explained it. But at the same time, let's think about that. Why? Why do we do that? And it's really an interesting thought for me. It makes me kind of question all sorts of things. When we make these judgments about ourselves, situations, others, whatever it is, we make those meanings. We interpret something. We cause an emotional reaction within ourselves. We give personal meanings that reflect a perception of who we think we are. Okay? Think about that. We give a personal meaning that reflects the perception of who we think we are. Okay? It's something to really consider. We've become attached to a story. that may or may not be true. We've become attached to a story of how life works that may or may not be true. We've become attached to a story of who we are that may or may not be true. Just the awareness that this may or may not be true is enough to help you move through this. When we judge things, we make things wrong. It makes us feel horrible. We'll have this inner conflict. This we'll be worried. We'll be stressed. We aren't peaceful, of course. We aren't feeling contentment. We may fall into the habit of looking at things as right, wrong, winning, and not winning. You know, we become insecure in who we are because we're judging ourselves, so we don't trust ourselves. We put other people's opinions ahead of our own, and you know how that goes. That never goes well. I was talking to one of my coaches. She's helping me writing up some pages, copywriting for me. And she was just using some random example. And she says, well, let me just use this example. And she picked up a little jar of Vaseline. And rather than finishing her example, she stopped to explain herself as to why she picked up this little jar of Vaseline. And she said to me, I didn't want you to judge me for using the word Vaseline. And I hadn't gotten that far in my head to even consider judging her for using the word Vaseline. But we have been so ingrained to expect judgment from other people that we feel we have to explain ourselves. We have to defend who we are, and that keeps us in self-judgment. Self-judgment is huge. Now, how are we going to break this? Oh, I'm looking to see, I was thinking about how that also, who made up the rules anyhow. Yeah, who did make up the rules? I'm looking at some of the comments just to make sure I'm not missing anything. I'm on my computer, so I can see it a little bit differently. It's kind of fun. Challenging the judgmental thought. Avoid the emotion of the whole situation. No. Rachel, great lead in again. Look at you go. You must be psychic with me tonight. So breaking this judgment habit. We want to get in the judgment-free zone where there's not so much judgment coming at us or leaving us. We want to be happier, more peaceful. We want to stop the self-judgment and the judging of others. So what you do is you've got to notice whenever you have an emotional response, if you can catch yourself and know right away that you're judging something, I mean, we all know what judgment is, right? But if you can catch yourself right away, that will help. I don't want to say avoid the emotion of it. We don't want to avoid the emotion. I want you to pay attention to the emotion. So if you have an emotional reaction, let me think of a story. There's got to be a story that would work. That would be so good. Okay. I've used the story before, so forgive me if you've heard it before, but it's a good story. I like my good stories. You know, I used to be a teacher. I taught in the public schools, and I taught violin to young students, grades 4 through 12. I wanted my fourth graders to play on a certain concert one time, and I asked my principal if they could perform on this concert. It was important to me that they perform because they've been doing so very well. However, the principal came back with no. He didn't want me to have these students play. And the way he came back at me was that he didn't think they were good enough to perform. Now, they're fourth graders. They just started playing the violin, okay? So it's not going to be the greatest anyway. But if I thought it was good, that was important to me, okay? So he came back with this. And to me, it felt like a judgment. It felt like he was saying, number one, the students weren't good enough to perform. Number two, that I took it a little bit personally, that I didn't do as good a job as I needed to do with the students so that he wouldn't come back at me, you know, basically saying they're not good enough. And I love my students. And if I think they perform well, then they perform well, and that's all there is to it. So that was hard for me to handle, this judgment coming back at me. So to use the emotion of that, now I can tell you that for about 4 days, that's all I talked about, okay? So I was working myself up nicely. I was very upset about this. I was offended. I took it personally. I felt very judged. What I would do in this case, if you notice you're having an emotional reaction to something, somebody tells you you're stupid, somebody tells you you can't do something, take that emotional action reaction and use it. Use it. Become aware. Okay, so what is this? Are you making something wrong? Okay, are you making somebody else wrong? Are they making you wrong? Are you wanting something or someone to be different than they are? Or you could be judging somebody else because they did something stupid and you think, oh, you're so stupid. What are you doing? You know? So that's judging someone else. Notice the emotional reaction. When it's coming at you, Same thing. Notice your emotional reaction. What is that reaction telling you? For me, to hear that principal say to me that, no, these students can't perform, that, you know, it was a huge feeling to me of that I'm not good enough and my students aren't good enough. And if somebody doesn't think my kids are good enough, then, man, that's going to get me. So I didn't feel good enough. The reason I had the emotional trigger is because I didn't feel good enough. I have an inner belief at times where I'm not good enough. Many of us have that belief. And it affirmed that belief. And because it affirmed that belief, it made me angry and it made me scared at the same time. Like, oh, no, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not doing a good enough job. So look at the emotional reaction, but then use it to teach you. What belief, what meaning are you giving this situation that has affected you so deeply? Look at it. So the emotion leads you to the meaning of it. The meaning will lead you to a possible belief you may hold about yourself. So a reflection back on you. You want to always be learning about yourself. We all know we can't change other people. People can be jerks. That's the way it is. Okay? If you allow someone to get to you, they push your buttons, they're triggering you, that means there's something inside of you that tells you you're not good enough. There's something in there that needs to be addressed, something you need to figure out. Yes, like a mirror. It is like a mirror, actually. I was thinking about that also. Who made up the rules? Okay, I want to keep just reading. Thank you for all your comments. I love this. The principal doesn't belong in that position. The emotion in this scenario for myself would be to go to the school board. That's Leanne. Yes, thank you, Leanne. I appreciate you defending me. What ended up happening? I should finish the story, shouldn't I? What ended up happening was after a few days, he actually came to me. And he actually came right out and told me he was wrong and that he had thought the students wouldn't be any good. And he realized he wasn't allowing them even the opportunity to show that they were good enough. So, and I could have responded in a different way, but I was younger and I didn't know as much then. So, and I wasn't strong enough in myself to go in there and say, hey, what, you know, as I became more experienced, I would have been more likely to do that. I know I marched into the principal's office a few times during the ending of my career, especially, but I wouldn't have done it then because I wasn't secure in who I was. But so he did come in and he did apologize, and the students were allowed to play, and they did a great job. And I remember that to this day because there were so many lessons to be learned from that situation. So if we can look at these situations we've experienced and learn what we can from them, that helps us strengthen our connection to ourselves, strengthens who we are. It strengthens our power so that when the next thing happens, because you know there's always going to be a next thing, it won't bother us as much. Isn't that great? So the stronger we are with ourselves, the easier it is to handle the other crap. Okay, so you want to follow your emotions first. Then you want to keep an open mind. Make sure you have an open mind. It's very easy once we have that emotional reaction, especially if it's coming at us. It's very easy for us to close down right away and not consider another option, another avenue, another opportunity for growth. So work through the motions, follow them, go where they go, and then you can figure it out from there. You can move on from there. You're going to question the meaning and the attachment to it. Whatever meaning the emotions lead you to, question it. Is it true? Is it good? Is it bad? Or maybe it just is. It just is. There is no good or bad. It just is. Be open to the new truths. You might learn something really cool, a new truth about you, about how you live. You might be willing to change your mind about how life is. I've grown a lot in my life, and I'm sure you have too. And you can probably look back at situations years ago where you think, wow, I wish I had known then what I know now. That would have really helped. Well, what's happened is you've evolved. You've learned to change your mind. You've learned to be open to a new truth, a new idea. So you already know how to do this. It's nothing new. You already have done it. Now, though, we're going to put it into consciousness. We are going to make conscious, intentional decisions to look at judgment in a new way. When you do this, you're letting yourself be you. You're letting yourself live the way you want to be. You're letting yourself be yourself. And here's the kicker. You're letting other people be who they are. They can live in their own reality, whatever that is, and leads into the next thing. Can you respond with love? This is necessary. Unconditional love to yourself, and to others. You have no expectations of anything back. You don't make assumptions. They do something and you don't automatically assume they're stupid or whatever. You don't have any needs and wants. I know some of you are already thinking, well, but. I'll get to the buts. Believe me, I'm going to get there. We don't have the needs and wants. We accept it. We let go of needing people to live or be the way we want them to be. We let go of it. We don't like to be judged, but yet we expect other people to be someone other than who they are. And it comes back to we expect ourselves to be someone other than who we are. If we can accept ourselves as we are, yes, we're going to learn, we're going to grow, we're going to evolve. This does not mean that today is the best you're ever going to become, because you're naturally going to learn, grow, and evolve. You're going to do it. Okay, you just are. So you're going to keep growing. Today is the best you'll ever be, and tomorrow will be the best you'll ever be, and the next day will be the best you'll ever be, and it goes on and on and on. So it's very important for us to have that unconditional love. I had an old boyfriend who said to me once that he needed me to be who he needed me to be. And when he said that, I was like, what? You know, and that feels a little wrong. I need you to be who I need you to be. And it felt wrong to me. And obviously, it felt like judgment to me. But because I'm always questioning, I always want to learn. I also needed him to be the way I needed him to be. And he wasn't. And I wasn't. I needed that. So unconditional love does not mean that we stay in a relationship that's not healthy. It means that we can love the person, we can accept that's the way they are, and we can let them go if that's what's best for all of us. We don't have to stay there. Sometimes people think unconditional love means we have to suffer. We have to stay there no matter what. We have to put up with this because, you know, they're whoever. And we have to do that. We have to suppress ourselves, not speak our truth, not stand in our power, because that's unconditional love. No, it's not. It's not unconditional love. Unconditional love is when you show yourself the same love and acceptance. And if something is not acceptable to you, then you have the power to change it. When we come with unconditional love, when we live with unconditional love, we have that attitude of acceptance. We realize we're not going to change somebody else. We're not going to change a situation. We deal with it. So rather than limiting ourselves with a limited view of judging something with a certain meaning, right, wrong, good, bad, and feeling we need something from another person, we don't need anything from the other person. We don't need anything further from that, okay? I know this can be a high concept for some people. But when we're making ourselves or people or situations wrong, we create that negative emotional conflict. So when I talked a little bit ago about feeling, following the emotions to see where we go, the reason we want to follow them is because anytime that I feel negative about something or I'm upset about something, that emotion is leading me to an opportunity for self-growth. It's leading me someplace. So I pay attention to those. I want to pay attention. I want to pay attention to what is going on around me and what I can do to learn. So I'm going to look at the comments for just a second because I'm a little behind on my comments. You guys are commenting so much tonight. Thank you. Did you tell the principal you're all good enough? I did. And, you know, after we performed, he did tell me that we were good. I have to say, I didn't really believe he was totally sincere, but I took it and thanked him. So there you go. I judge myself a lot on certain situations. My judgments usually push me to grow and improve in those areas and make changes to better myself. Ryan, awesome comment. Awesome. To be able to recognize a judgment on yourself and use it to learn and grow. Now, judgment, lots of times, for me, the way I define it is a negative experience, something that's suppressing or oppressing, that kind of thing. And as long as you're not stuck in like a negative, helpless, powerless kind of mode, then you're doing it the right way, okay? I want to make sure it's clear for people that it's a certain way is healthy and another way is not. We want to do that. Everything is always a learning opportunity. Everything is, no matter what it is, it can be anything. Anything is a learning opportunity. When I changed my belief system to make that a foundational belief for me, I can tell you my life has been so much better. That's not to say it's been easier, because there have been certainly very difficult moments and times where I get stuck in my own depressed, sad moments or upset or whatever. And it takes me some time to get back out of it. We're all human. This is what happens. But if we have that belief system, we can dig deep into ourselves and get where we need to go. It's amazing. When we judge, other people get defensive. When we feel judged, we get defensive. We make others inferior because they aren't measuring up to what we want. We make ourselves inferior because we aren't measuring up to what we want. If we instead looked at everything with the love and said, you know what? Hey, Colleen, you're doing the best you can today, and I'm so proud of you for doing your best. I know you're really working hard to do this. Congratulations. There are some people who find that hard to do, to talk to themselves like that and just say, hey, you know what? You're doing the best you can, and good for you. That's good enough. And yes, maybe today you're having a crappy day. Maybe something really horrible happened and you're just stuck in the sadness, the anger, whatever it is. Okay, stay there for a little bit. Process it. Step into it. Process it. Then do something with it. Now, I do want to talk particularly, because I know some people really want to know this part, how to let go of being influenced by another's judgment. I've already talked about following the emotions, see what you can learn. And that's very important. So I will, following up on that a little bit more, ask, why is it bothering me? Okay, what is it? What is it about it that's bothering me? And moving back into that learning. Their criticism, sometimes it's valid. You know, maybe they didn't deliver it in a kind, tactful way. So we would automatically, of course, judge that. But maybe it wasn't a kind, tactful way, but maybe their criticism is valid. If you can honestly look at it and say, you know what, let's see if it's true. Okay, if it is, then you make a choice how you're going to handle it, what you're going to do about it. If it's not true, then let it go. Because if you're going to let it go, you want to stay in your power. If you realize that you can let it go, that it is not a reflection of you, it won't bother you. Those triggers, I'll tell you, those triggers are amazing. The more we are in our power, the less other people's judgments bother us. The more we understand ourselves, why we react the way we do, what foundational belief is interfering with you being your best self? We all have something. It usually comes back to some form of not being good enough. And, of course, that not being good enough goes way back to society and the human conditioning. It all goes back to that. So all of these, if you have beliefs about yourself, like you're not good enough, whatever it is, this you didn't do anything to make it happen. It's not your fault, if you will. It just happened. It was how you survived life. It's how you learn to live. It's how you learn to fit in and feel accepted and feel okay, okay? You ever notice a little kid, 2-3-year-old, and they just say whatever they want? So you see a mother and a little boy or something out on the street someplace, and they walk by somebody who is different in a way that they've not seen before. It could be as simple, if you will, as somebody being in a wheelchair. And the little boy might say something, oh, what's wrong with them? Why are they in a wheelchair? And the mother goes, shh, don't say that, don't say that. That is a perfect example of judgment and human conditioning. The mother is saying, oh, no, don't say that, because she doesn't want to upset the other person, the person in the wheelchair, where the person in the wheelchair has probably been dealing with this and may or may not be open to teaching, using it as a teaching moment. But the mother says, oh, no, don't say that, because we don't want to offend them. We don't want to upset them. So the little child learns, oh, I shouldn't say anything. I shouldn't be curious. I shouldn't say what's on my mind. I shouldn't speak up. So that becomes huge belief systems. We have 3 or 4 or 5 beliefs that all of a sudden were created from one situation that boiled down to the mother not wanting to upset somebody. So that's how things happen. So it's not your fault. If you're that little boy that you wanted to know something, you know, the ways we say things come across too. How do we do it? How are we supposed to do it? So society, the societal expectations of how we converse, those kinds of things. So it's not your fault. So do not judge yourself about this. Don't judge yourself. It's such a habit. We'll say, oh, I'm not good enough. I can't believe that. Oh, I didn't do it. I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? Da-da-da-da-da. Judging yourself. And what you're doing is you're creating more and more and more and more. When you do that, that's when you go down the rabbit hole and you can't get back out. We want to make sure we stay there. Now, again, if you know something, you say something, it's okay to say something and say it wrong. If somebody gets offended and you meant no harm by it, it's not your problem. You can apologize. I didn't mean to offend you, of course. You know, but if the other person gets a little bit over the edge on it, it's not your problem. It's their reaction, their own human response, their own reality they're living in, okay? So sometimes people get offended way too easily. So it's something to consider for yourself. I'm looking, Rachel, my boyfriend does that for me, made me realize I'm not lazy. I am trying. Yay! Libras are good friends for me. I'm a Libra, Doris. Sometimes my honesty is too much for others, Doris is saying. Yes, I know. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, we've been conditioned so much to live a certain way, react in a certain way, respond in a certain way, that when somebody is themselves and is comfortable with being themselves and saying what they want to say, the rest of us don't know how to handle it because we haven't really experienced it. And as we become more open as a society, as people continue to evolve, people will be able to understand that when somebody's saying something, that their honesty, to just take it and use it, and it's okay. And I have to say, I've been one for my whole life who has always been very cautious of how I say things, when I say things, because I don't want to offend, hurt anybody's feelings, make somebody upset. And I'm well aware of this. Okay, I've been working on it for my whole life. And as I'm well aware of this, so I have to say, I admire a person who can just say it, just get it out there. I think that's amazing. And if more of us were like that, I think we would have a much more balanced society where we all get along better, because when we say things, and I'm sure that Doris is not a person that comes across meanly when she says something. I'm sure she's just straight, you know, just says it like it is. And what a wonderful gift that would be if we could all just say what we want to say and not censor ourselves, because when we censor ourselves, oh, that's never good either, you know. So if we would do that, because if we're saying what we want to say and we're expressing ourselves authentically, as long as we're not being a jerk to somebody else or being demeaning or criticizing somebody in a mean way, then it's okay. It's good, honest, healthy communication. Now, if we were a jerk about something, saying, you know, I just really wanted to tell you that your hair looks horrible today, and I thought you'd want to know that, that's really not necessary. Like, what's the point of that? Yes, it's honest, but what's the point? Is it kind? You know, we don't want to be mean to somebody, okay? So we have to think about that part, too. There is that part, the kindness aspect of it. And getting back to the unconditional love for a minute, that doesn't mean we have to put up with crap. We can love somebody and we can have boundaries, what's acceptable to us. That's healthy to do. We need to discern what's important to us, okay? Is it really important? Now, this is going to be fun, and I don't know if my daughter's listening. My daughter is here, and I know my mom's upstairs. Isn't that exciting? Hi, Mom. So, yes, Doris is saying, I think people eventually appreciate it. Yes. Now, I am a person who rearranges the dishwasher. That is me. Somebody else loads that dishwasher, you go ahead and load it, but I am going to rearrange it. I love to rearrange the dishwasher. I know this is really funny. The reason I love it is because I want to get as many things in that dishwasher as possible. It's like a geometry problem to me. If I move this here, I move this there, I move this here, I move this there, it's going to work. So I love it, okay? I heard of a friend of mine who, she also does the same thing. And her husband, but she was not open about it, okay? Her husband would load the dishwasher, and then she would go in there and change it later. Now, it's well known in my house that I will reload that dishwasher. I will move stuff around. So it's okay. So people didn't get offended by that. So it depends on what's important to you. Are you going to get offended because I reload the dishwasher the way I want it to be because it's fun for me? Or, and take it personally. So my friend, whose husband got upset about it, was taking it personally, but with good reason, because she was subversive about it. The way she did it made it look like she didn't appreciate what he was doing and didn't value what he was doing. But he spoke up, so he didn't hold it in or anything like that. So you've got to decide what's important to you, what's acceptable to you. Is it a big deal or not? You know, make a decision. I have been accused, I don't know if accused is the right word, well, whatever, of not reacting quickly enough to things. Because if something happens, I want to see what I'm really thinking, what I'm really feeling. I am not a person that's going to fly off the handle. I am not a yeller. I am not somebody who is going to scream at somebody if I'm upset. That's not me. I don't fly off the handle like that. I am going to see how I feel, kind of just get into it a little bit, and then see where it leads me. And people who are more direct, more honest right away, straightforward, they can find it a little hard sometimes with me because I don't respond right away. I'm like, wait a minute, I have to think about this. Whatever it is, it's just the way it is. But is it important how we respond? It's not, as long as we have that respect for each other and we understand each other. It's not important. So people getting upset about something like that, it's silly. It's why? Why would you want to waste your time getting upset about something like that? If you do get upset, then you have to follow the meaning back again about yourself again and see. Now, talking about unconditional love, going to conditional love, when we want somebody to be who we want them to be, and this doesn't have to be just a romantic relationship I'm talking about. It can be any kind of relationship, okay? When we want them to be somebody else, we have to take into consideration the real life situation. If you are in a relationship with somebody who's an addict, an alcoholic, yes, you do need them to be living at a healthier level. If that is affecting their behaviors, their actions, you can't trust them, whatever it is. Again, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to put up with it. You love them, let them go. Help them on their way. Give them a lot of love and tell them you'll help if they're interested in making an improvement. Never, never suffer. When we are, judgment stops us from connecting with each other on an authentic level with as much integrity as possible. The judgment to and from, as we send it out and it comes back to us, those kinds of judgments all come back to how we view ourselves. Everything, 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 everything comes back to how we view ourselves. So judgment is a great thing. You can use it to learn and grow. The stronger you are, the bigger that judgment-free zone becomes. In my 24-hour experiment, when I was checking to see how I was judging things and what my reactions were, my judgments went all over. There were the judgments that weren't important. You know, oh yeah, you know, I've got to clean that up, whatever, not important. Then there were the judgments I sent at that news person because I didn't like how she was presenting herself. I just didn't like it. So I'm sending a judgment to somebody else, my judgment towards myself, a judgment towards a situation. It seems to me that we have a pretty good balance between so many different things, okay? I didn't see anybody, I mean, I went to a meeting and talked to people, but I didn't feel any judgment coming back at me. And, you know, I was just sitting there at the meeting, basically. I did talk to some people after, but I didn't feel any judgment coming at me that day. But it might be fun for you to try that, my little experiment, and to just see for just 24 hours or even a day, you know, get up in the morning until you go to bed or something, and just see if you notice the judgment. Now, you don't have to change it. I mean, you can change it, but you don't have to change it. Just notice it. Become aware of it. Notice how you're reacting to things. And then just kind of play with it a little bit. See where it leads you. Does it lead you to a growth opportunity for yourself? Does it lead you to something really awesome? Look at me. I always talk so much. Isn't it amazing? Yeah, so that this judgment is going to help you have deeper relationships with other people. Isn't that amazing? And more importantly than that, even, you're going to have a deeper relationship with yourself. You're going to understand yourself, why you are the way you are, who you really are, and understand love and accept yourself the way it's supposed to be. You'll be believing in yourself. It's amazing. I have to say, it's so funny. Let me turn that down. I have to say, it's so interesting how I can take pretty much anything and make it into a game. Anything. I can make anything into a game. And you should try it sometimes because it's so much more fun. It makes your life so much more fulfilling. You'll feel so great. I'm just going to use that word, great. You're going to feel great. So this is something that is fun to do. Oh, wait, Doris saying, I have to grab the eggs strategically when I'm cooking them. Ooh, interesting. That's very interesting. Isn't it fun things that we do? And if we can, you know, it's really, I don't know, it all comes down to being ourselves, but also what's important to us. What's really important to us? Do we want to be the best person we are or not? That's your choice. Some people don't want to be. They don't care. That's their path. Let them do it, you know? And if they cross your path and you don't like it, and it makes you kind of, then go the other way. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to. I did a show once on challenging people, how to handle challenging people. And I had steps in there, what you can do. And one of them was limit your time. It's okay to limit your time, even if it is family, even if it is close friends. If they drive you crazy, limit your time. You have self-love. You're showing yourself love. I'm going to see the other comments. Hi, Michael. Nice to see you. Yeah. Leah saying, I have always been fascinated why people are the way they are, but never thought, why am I the way I am? Ooh, how fun. Yeah, it's fun to explore ourselves. And people, you know, sometimes people think that's selfish or we shouldn't be doing that or we shouldn't be living life on our terms because that's selfish or whatever. But no, you're living in your reality. You want to make it the best one ever. So learning how you respond to things and why you do without the judgment. So you get to really practice judgment. It's a habit. We've been doing it for a million years. We've been doing it forever. So it's going to take a little bit of time to break that habit. You're going to have to take a moment or two to just take a step back, take a breath. But it's kind of fun when you do. Let's see. Ray, you're awesome. Have you ever thought of posting your videos on YouTube? Ray, you are so awesome because let me tell you, I'm going to have it since I'm pretty much at the end of the show. The reason I ended up switching my whole setup I've got doing here, it was a bad sentence, judgment, is that I looked at my video from last week because I was going to put it on YouTube. And the mouth and the sound were not lined up, and it didn't look very good. So I Googled and tried to figure it out. So I've tried a whole new setup tonight to see if it's good, because I do want to put them on YouTube. I do have a YouTube channel. There's a few things on there, but I wanted to put them on there and then also send them to my newsletter people, so in case they don't watch, they can see them as well. So, Ray, you're like psychic with me tonight too, but thank you for saying I'm awesome. I do appreciate that. So that was my point. So we'll see how this looks tomorrow after it's all processed by Facebook and see if I can post it. I am a big teacher. I love teaching. So every show that I do, wherever it may be, is all about teaching and helping people be themselves is what it comes down to all the time. So how did I do? Pretty well. Okay, I have talked a lot as usual. I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week. Usually I know by now, and I don't. Spirit has not let me know. If you guys have an idea of something you want me to talk about, let me know, because I can take a topic and turn it into something no matter what it is. Okay, so I guess that's all I have to say. I think so. So we have in the United States, most of you are probably from the United States, but we are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving this week and getting together with our families. And we are all going to be practicing having a higher perspective, which is what I talked about last week. And I know some of you did practice that. And now you can also look at some of the judgment stuff. So if you disagree with somebody and you have that emotional reaction, follow it back. Now, just to be clear on that too, though, before I hang up here, is that if you follow it back and you don't feel like there's a belief system or you're making a meaning about yourself that's negatively affecting you, it's okay if the other person is a jerk. Okay, it's okay. Okay, you can still love them and be nice to them and be kind to them and just accept that's the way they are. Maybe, you know, we all have known people who just the way they come across, sometimes you just wonder sometimes. And if that's the case, just accept them. That's the way they are. It's all good. Don't allow them to trigger you. If it triggers you, you do have a meaning in there. If it triggers you, you have a meaning. Let me say it one more time. If it triggers you, you are making a meaning out of it. So find the meaning and then confront it, change it, transform it, let it go, whatever you got to do, okay? Otherwise, it wouldn't bother you, right? Tricky, huh? Okay, I will stop talking. Thank you so much for watching and listening tonight. I really appreciate it. It's been fun tuning in with you. And let me see, before I hang up again, see, I can't stop talking. Once I start talking to you guys, I just want to keep talking. Mick is saying it's not selfish, centered in the self. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. It's very important. The more we know about ourselves, the better our lives go. It's the way it is. Leah, you brought some really amazing thoughts in my head. I love learning and growing, and this is awesome. Oh, I'm so happy. Ray, thank you. Hi, Ray, thank you. Great show. I'm a teacher. I know. Self-motivation, yes. Numerology, ooh. Yes. Oh, those are great ideas. I don't know much about numerology, but I do like to play with it. How about the effects of drama? Ooh, as a topic, awesome. Learning how to love yourself. You guys are awesome. Thank you for giving me all these ideas. Oh, Jen, my mom triggers me. Yeah. I've heard that a lot from a lot of people. Sometimes our families are the biggest triggers, aren't they? Kind of fun. Love yourself. Do things for yourself. Listen, I just asked myself, how would I handle if someone responded to me by saying something like, wow, that's a big word. I have a hard time not being bothered by things like that, but I will work on it. Interesting. Cool. These are some great ideas, you guys. I'm going to write them all down so that I have them, and I'll see what one grabs me for next week. And if you have another comment, you can, of course, always email me. The thought of how to handle difficult people. I know. I thought about doing that again. Doris knows a lot about numerology. Doris. Maybe we should have a chat. That might be fun. Okay. Well, you guys can keep commenting, but I'll hang up because I have three people who are upstairs in bedrooms because my new studio here is in the primary living space of the dining room, living room. So they are trapped in their rooms, so I should let them free. So I appreciate them giving me my space because it's weird if somebody's like there while I'm talking to you. It just feels funny. So somebody's writing a new comment. Your first vowel is O. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, I'm going to hang up, but thank you so much for watching. I will talk to you next week. I don't know about what yet, but it'll be fun. Something fun, of course. And then I'll have a question and answer show the following week on healing energies, how to do healing, how to get into the energies, how to heal yourselves, how to heal other people. We're going to have a question and answer on that 2 weeks from now. Okay, you guys have a great week. Have a nice Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.